It is commonplace to wish to be remarkable. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. It is commonplace to wish to be remarkable. Everybody wants to be remarkable. Everybody wants to be unique. We were just discussing some of the unique people in the past, the Silver Mind Control and Ron Hubbard Scientology and a bunch of other type of organizations of that nature. And as excellent as these organizations were, each one of them limited phraseology that humanity would like to use. Phraseology that puts the mind in charge of itself and the mind in charge of its own program and its own project so that the mind can accomplish what it wants to accomplish. Because we do believe and we do know that thoughts are things. Now, it's commonplace to wish to be remarkable. It's commonplace to wish to come up with some phrase like to be or not to be that our friend Shakespeare wrote and has come down through the years and is used not necessarily the way he meant it to be used, but it was used. So we want to do something that is going to be remarkable. Now, what could we do that is remarkable? And I'm going to give an Easter seminar, which is going to come up on the 28th, 29th, and 30th here on campus. It's called the Resurrection. Now, you think to yourself, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, Herb's going to get into the Jesus bit, you know, how Jesus died on the cross and then he rose from the tomb and he did all these other things. I don't believe I even mentioned Jesus once here. Jesus did not live that we should mention him. Jesus lived that we should live what he taught. And therein lies the crux of all of our thinking. Are we going to be a clone of somebody else or somebody else's ideas, or are we going to be ourselves? Are we going to be who we are? Now, we look at Mr. Anthony here, and we see a young man who has many talents, and he is developing these talents in a very unique and a beautiful way, but he hasn't begun to be what he can be. Now, one day, he's going to perhaps write a piece of music. He might learn to read music and write music and compose, but at the moment, he's like some other character. Now, who is the king? Mr. Presley? Remember Elvis Presley? He couldn't read music. He couldn't do any of that. He just played by ear, and he played the guitar, and he sang, and he sort of, like Forrest Gump taught him how to do the rumble, and so he did that. But, you see, he became quite famous doing what he liked to do, doing what pleased him, and he didn't care whether people liked the way he shook his hips around or whether he did these silly things or that he couldn't really keep a note very well in the beginning, but that people liked his creativity. They liked his imagination. They liked his self-confidence. They liked his believing in himself. And they made him the king of music for that period of time. And even today, he's thought of with very high. But you look at him. If you were to study him, you would find he was a nothing. He had no talent. He had no genius to do anything. He had one thing. Anthony, what did he have?
Music.
Huh?
Music.
Huh?
Music.
No, he believed in himself. He didn't have music. That was just what he was doing. And people wouldn't call it music because it was not good music. But he believed in himself, and he had another thing. He had charisma. Mm-hmm. With his believing in himself and with the charisma, he could do anything. And the girls just died in front of him, you know. The thousands of girls that came to sing, and guys, too, they hear him, oh, you know. Who else did they do that for?
The Beatles.
But I'm thinking of somebody a little older than that.
Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra. Frankie! Remember? I think that was the beginning of, mm-hmm. of all of this craze stuff that started along. And then the Beatles and Elvis Presley and a few others. And there are many more today that are still doing the same wonderful treatment. They're not any good. But they believe in themselves, and they like what they do, and they have charisma, and the people love that. You see, you can do anything, and if you have charisma, we have one young man, Gregor Mueller. You met Greg? Mm-hmm. Well, when Greg walks into a room, everybody just says, oh, there's somebody special, because he likes himself. And he's got that big happiness attitude about himself. He has that self-confidence about himself. He's got that charisma about himself. But when you ask him to do something, he pretends he doesn't know how to do it. And then he goes and does it excellently, you know. But he has that humble criticism,
charisma.
Yeah, the humility and charisma about him, which makes him a very wonderful winner all the time, in any group where he goes. But you see, the thing is, Greg has not learned one little area. And of course, millions of other people haven't learned that area too. And that's how to capitalize on that. Mm. You know? How to make it pay off. And if Greg would ever come up with some little gimmick that would capitalize on his genius, on his charisma, and on his magic. Because when he lays down with the dogs just think he's the greatest thing in the world, you know. And when he's with children, they do the same thing. With adults, they do the same thing. Everybody has this sort of feeling toward him because of his charisma. Now, this is what we want to do. It's commonplace to wish to be remarkable. But Elvis Presley didn't wish to be remarkable. He just wanted to do his own thing. And he did his own thing, and he did it beautifully. Now, Forrest Gump, you saw the movie. And in the movie, what did this kid do? He was a pitiable youngster with a few problems on his mind and his heart, and his home life wasn't the greatest, his body wasn't the greatest, but what did he do? He overcame all of those things by believing in himself. And at first he didn't really believe in himself, but his girlfriend believed in him, and boom, he took off like a rocket. And then other people believed in him, and he took off again like a rocket. But he became very, very successful in all he did. Now, I would imagine he's a fictional character, but maybe he was a real person. Was he real? Had you heard? Or was he fictitional?
Fictitional.
I think he's fictitional, but it's a good story. It's a good story. And you see, the guy who wrote the story wrote it so beautifully that Forrest Gump seems like a real person, like a real person. And you know people who have had limitations like he had. You know people who had problems like he had in their home. And you know people who had problems with their body like he, that overcame it. But you see, they wanted to be remarkable. Forrest Gump didn't want to be remarkable. He merely wanted to be himself, and he had principle. He was like Doris Day in the movie, you know, A Touch of Mink. He had principle. He could not, no one could violate him. You understand? No one could ever get him to do what he didn't believe in. And he believed in those principles. And he even took scotch and beer and whatever to his friend who was having such a tough time, but he never once even took a sip of it. It was of no interest to him. You see, whatever our values are, if we live up to our values, then it will not be commonplace that we wish to be remarkable. We will be remarkable. We'll be remarkable because we like ourselves, because we believe in ourselves, because we think that we're worthwhile people. But we're not trying to prove it to anybody else. The minute you try to prove that you're good to somebody else, you're going to fail. Because then you got to always live up to making these people believe in you. But if you believe in yourself, and you do what you believe is the most exciting, wonderful thing in the world to do, other people will come along and say, Well, don't you think you should do it this way? Nope, I'm perfectly happy doing it just the way I do it. I love it, you know? And they say, well, you know, you could make a lot of money if you did it this way. Yeah, but I'm doing just fine the way I'm doing it. I like it. Now, it's not that you don't maybe consider what they're doing. Maybe they say, let me market your material. Have at it, you know? I trust you. Have at it. And then they go and make you Grandma Moses, you know? Mm. Somebody found Grandma Moses' paintings and made her a famous person, you know. And somebody found other things that people have done, poetry and stories and music and stuff like that. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. You see, there's not the desire to be remarkable that makes us famous. It's that we believe in ourselves and we follow whatever our heart tells us to do and stay true to ourselves. Whatever principles we have, live them. Whatever morals we have, stand up to them. Whatever ideals we have, make those ideals our everything. It's not our red badge of courage. You know, you're terrible and I'm good, you know. Nobody likes that. But it's that, hey, no thank you. I choose to do it this way. You can do it your way, I'll do it my way, you know. Never make another person feel bad because you are choosing a different path. Because perhaps in the long run, their path, their bad path, may be the good path. We don't know. We never will. It's commonplace to wish to be remarkable, but the geniuses, people who really like themselves, people who respect themselves, and who enjoy being themselves, they have that charisma that says, I like me. They're the ones who are remarkable. Have a wonderful day, and be as remarkable as you know you are. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Yes?
Oh, yeah.